I am Pierre Lumumba here at Ngong Hills Wind Power Station in Kajiado County in the Republic of Kenya, of course in the continent of Africa. And we continue discussing this continent, and when we talk about the continent, we must remember that the continent has another region that we never focus on as we should, the sixth region. Recognized now by the African Union, that is Africans in the diaspora. And Africans may be found in different, and indeed are found in different parts of the world, but let us target North America. And when we talk North America, we focus specifically on the United States of America, and to a limited extent, Canada. And the history is one that is known. It is known that the transatlantic trade saw millions of Africans being transported largely from the coast of West Africa and deposited in the United States of America to work in the farms. Over the years, the populations of persons of African descent has increased and are in the hundreds of millions, if you may. And it is also important at the very outset to categorize Africans in the diaspora. They are persons of African descent who are descendants of those Africans who are enslaved. And in the 1960s, moving forward, there was another category of Africans who left the continent willingly for economic reasons and because of conflict and settled in the United States of America, as some would say, economic migrants. This does not take away those who, as I've already indicated, left because of conflict. And these conflicts were in different parts of the continent of Africa, in western part of Africa, in eastern part of Africa, sometimes even in the northern and southern part of Africa. And they constitute what holistically is described as the African diaspora. The history of the diaspora is interesting, and one must choose where to begin. One can choose to go back to the early days when the entire struggle for the civil rights movement did energize African Americans, and one could see the rhetoric of some of the African Americans of the day, such as W.E.B. Du Bois, who became very vocal in the African struggle for independence and was very prominent in Manchester in 1945. When there was the fifth Pan-African Congress held there. John Henry Clark, who also was very prominent in that particular struggle. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr. These are individuals who are present because they took the view that the African problem and African question must be tied with the plight of the mother continent of Africa. Over the years, one has seen that with the interaction between persons of African descent and those who went to the United States of America later by reason of seeking asylum or by reason of economic attraction are now pulling from one side and are talking about the continent of Africa, because as Malcolm X once said, and I agree with him, until the continent of Africa is respected, and until Africans in the continent are respected, Africans everywhere will never be respected. And this is critical because historically, persons in the diaspora have in many ways spurred economic growth. The United States of America, having been a major economic power for a very long time, was therefore a hunting ground in many ways. And if you look at the history of many countries, and even early in the 1960s, there was a deliberate effort on the part of the United States of America to help young Africans to be trained in the United States. And I always tell those who care to listen that what are sometimes referred to as the Kennedy airlifts in 1960s, coupled with the Peace Corps movement in Africa, was a design. It was designed to produce a cadre of young Africans, post-independence who would be inclined to the United States of America, who would, in a manner of speaking, also be indoctrinated to believe that the United States of America is the thing. So that was there, but the consciousness of Africanness did not disappear. So that today when we talk about the diaspora, what do we mean? We mean those persons who are out there and who through consciousness now are recognizing that they must do what they can to the extent that they can to help Africa solve our problems. And African problems and Africa's problems are numerous. One of them is economic. Diaspora remittances is, in the case of many countries, more than foreign direct investment. This is how big foreign remittances have become to many African countries. And this is what is documented. Many African families are actually sustained through remittances that are brought to the continent of Africa using means which are not formal. And that is not the only way in which Africans in the diaspora are responding to the needs of Africa or responding to the enticement that home ought to be built. There is now a wave of African Americans who are returning home. And they are returning home. Not so long ago, the former president of Ghana, Nana Dankwa Addo Akufo-Addo, actually declared a whole year as the year of return, so that persons who lived in the United States of America and who are inclined and touched that they are part of the continent and that slavery was an aberration were given an opportunity to go back to Ghana. Nigeria has not so made such a pronouncement, but we have seen in Burkina Faso, in Benin, in Togo, in the Gambia, there is a deliberate attempt to attract persons of African descent into the continent of Africa. And it's not just for romantic reasons that our DNA has placed us in Zanzibar or placed us in Chad or Ghana or Zimbabwe. It is beyond that. It is the recognition that indeed, if you look at the income that is generated within the black community in the United States of America, it is perhaps larger than the GDP of the entire sub-Saharan Africa combined. If those monies were to be directed in a deliberate way in the continent of Africa, then the role of the diaspora would be monumental. The foreign direct investment that we are talking about would be given such a steroid push that Africa would be amazed. And the beauty is that is happening. It is now happening, particularly when a number of African countries introduced this dual citizenship. There was a time when if you wanted to acquire the nationality of the United States of America, or you wanted to acquire the nationality of Canada, you had to renounce your African citizenship. And many people lost their citizenship in that regard. And in a manner of speaking, even the umbilical cord between them and their mother countries was lost. This has now been repaired with the new wave of constitution that have recognized that you need your men and women in the diaspora. And I see the diaspora now active in a number of areas, and I say this because I personally am involved in many of these areas. I see them doing fertilizer factories in Ethiopia. I see them engaged in agriculture in Ghana. I see them engaged in the electronic vehicle manufacturing in Uganda. I see them involved in the education sector in terms of building schools in places such as Malawi. I see them in all these sectors. And the beauty is that they are bringing in this money And they are not simply coming to invest and make money, but they want to change lives. I see quite a number of individuals now going into countries such as Burkina Faso. I know initiatives such as the Return to Eden, which is based in Kenya. I see initiatives such as the African diaspora, which is active in Ghana and active in Burkina Faso. And all these is sending a clear message that perhaps part of the revival of Africa, that revival is economic, that revival is political, that revival is spiritual, that revival is total. And the diaspora is beginning to make the necessary push by saying, we want to be involved. And it is not lost on me now that quite a number of African countries during elections are also giving people in the diaspora the opportunity to vote so that they make decisions in their own countries. A number of countries have now even redefined their ministries of foreign affairs, and they are saying Ministry of Diaspora and Foreign Affairs. This is how significant the African diaspora, particularly in North America, has become. And the reason is not far to seek. North America was for a long time the receptacle of many who left the continent, and historically it was the receptacle of Wakith and Kin who were enslaved. And during this awakening, their consciousness is telling them, go back home. I conclude this with the Kiswahili saying, Mwenda omo na tezi marejeo ningamani. Omo and tezi are parts of a ship that when you go to one extreme of a ship, you end up in the middle. So Africans in the diaspora went left, went right. They are now coming back home, and the diaspora is one of the engines that is going to push the continent of Africa into the orbit of regeneration. Whenever one talks about Africa in the diaspora, there are those doubting Thomases, if you may, naysayers, if you may, who say, but my ancestors left many years ago. To such, I would tell them, watch Alex Haley's Roots and observe the character Kunta Kinte. The past must never ever be forgotten. You may have left, the umbilical cord between you and your mother is cut upon birth, but your mother remains your mother. Africa is the mother continent, the cradle of civilization. And as Malcolm X reminded my kith and kin in the United States of America, respect for Africans in the diaspora is tied like Siamese twins with the mother continent. So care, because you have a duty to care. Care, because you have an obligation to care. Care, because the mother continent can never be forgotten. Ladies and gentlemen, we must break. We must break because we have to reflect on the things that we are talking about regarding the continent of Africa. So we take a break, but we will see you next time. Thank you.